Chapter 29, Triads. Music, which can be made anywhere, is invisible and does not smell. W. H. Auden. General chord info. The use of the word chord began, according to Webster's Dictionary, around 1608, and it's short for a chord, which means to be in harmony, as in agreeing. It's a good word for a musical chord, because the notes in most chords tend to agree with each other. They sound good together. Also, we know that harmony in music is two or more notes that go together, so there you go. A chord is three or more notes sounded simultaneously. A chord can be played on one instrument, like guitar or piano, or a chord can be played by many instruments at once, like a woodwind quintet, or a brass quartet, or a choir. As long as there are three or more notes sounding simultaneously, it's a chord. There are many types of chords and many different chord symbols that tell you what notes to use in a chord. Just like with scales, there are major chords, minor chords, diminished chords, and augmented chords. The quality of a chord is determined by the intervals within the chord. There are also other types of chords with more than three notes, and there are various ways to manipulate chords, but I'll save those for the next two chapters. We'll stick to the basics first so you can get a handle on what chords are and how they work. While you're learning these chords, if you have access to a keyboard, you really should play them to hear what they sound like. It will help to sing them, too. And of course, you can find links to piano keyboards on this book's website. If you're a guitar player, play these chords on guitar. Naming chords. A chord has two names. One is a letter name and a quality, major, minor, diminished, and augmented. The other is a Roman numeral. Both the letter name and the Roman numeral have with them abbreviations or symbols to show the chord qualities of major, minor, diminished, and augmented. It's more common and more generally useful to see the letter name and quality of the chord, so we'll hit that first. The Roman numerals of the chord are used more for chord progressions, and we'll get to that later. Letter names. A chord's letter name comes from the root, the bottom note of the chord. The example on the following page shows you what a root is, and this is example 1 on the book's website. If a chord is named with only a capital letter, this means the chord is major. A minor chord will often have a lowercase letter, but not necessarily. The letter name of the minor chord, whether it's capitalized or not, will be followed by a small m or min, or the minus symbol that is written next to the letter. Another method for showing minor is to use just the lowercase letters, though it's more common to use the min or the m or the minus next to the letter, and I would suggest that you do that. Other symbols like augmented, the plus sign, and diminished, the circle, are also used with the letter. We'll get to diminished and augmented chords in a few more pages. When you say the notes in a chord, you're spelling the chord. For example, to spell the C chord, I'd say C-E-G. Roman numerals. As I mentioned, each chord also has a Roman numeral that reflects the chord's function in the key signature. This is related to the degree of the scale on which the chord is built. Example 2 below shows this under the bass clef notes. The uppercase Roman numeral denotes major chords, and lowercase Roman numerals denote minor chords. In addition, there are the symbols to show diminished, the circle, and the augmented, plus. We'll get to the specifics of these soon, but in example 2, you can see that the chord built on the 7th degree of the scale is diminished. The basic triad. A basic triad consists of three notes stacked in a specific order, a root or bottom note, and also the letter name of the chord, a third, and a fifth. As you'll see in the examples, each basic triad is built on all lines or all spaces in a tidy little stack. This is called root position, and you can see this in example 1. The parts of a triad get their name from their interval above the root note. Here in example 1 are some various triads on the staff with the parts of the triad indicated. The triads found in major keys. In example 2 on the website, you'll see a triad stacked on each degree of the C major scale. Triads stacked in this way will have a quality of either major, minor, or diminished. The order and the tonality is shown starting at the bottom of the scale in Roman numerals. As with most written music, when you see both treble and bass clef staves grouped together, you'll find chord symbols above the notes, but usually only one. In this example, I've listed most abbreviations you might see, So you won't see this in actual music. This is just an example to show you the possibilities of what you might see. Roman numerals are written below the chord, as in the example above, naming the triads built upon the degrees of the C major scale. Again, this is even less common. This is something that you'll see at university or in more advanced study, usually in classical music. Notice the little circle to the right of the 7 and the B in the 7th degree of this scale. The circle symbol tells you the chord is a diminished chord. I'll show you why it's diminished coming up. Let's go through the first three types of chord, starting with major triads. Major triads have a happy, bright sound quality. In a major key, there are three naturally occurring major triads, those built on the 1st, 4th, and 5th degrees of the major scale, or the 1, 4, and 5 chords. Remember, the 1, the 4, and the 5 are all perfect intervals. A major triad consists of a note a major third above the root and another note a perfect fifth above the root. You could also think of this triad as stacked thirds, a major third from the root to the third, and a minor third from the third to the fifth stacked on top of it. You can see this in example 3 on this book's website, and the parts of the triad are labeled. There's a new symbol in this diagram. It's a curly bracket on the left of two staves. It's used to show that staves are grouped together into what is called the grand staff. This is how piano music looks. A musical score has a similar grouping device, but it's a straight bracket and often covers many parts, like in an orchestral score. Minor triads. Minor triads have a dark, sad, or melancholy sound quality. A minor triad has a note a minor third above the root and another note a perfect fifth above the root. You could also think of this triad as stacked thirds, this time a minor third from the root to the third and a major third from the third to the fifth. And you can see this with the parts labeled in example 4 on the book's website. In a major key, there are three naturally occurring minor triads, those built on the 2nd, 3rd, and 6th degrees of the major scale, or the 2, 3, and 6 chords. Now, you can't see how those are written. They are written in Roman numerals, and they are lowercase. So a lowercase 2, or II, a lowercase 3, or III, and a lowercase 6, or VI. Notice that, to avoid several ledger lines above the bass clef staff, I've taken the final bass triad down an octave. This doesn't have any effect from a music theory standpoint. All the note names and relationships remain basically the same. The sound, however, would be lower, of course. Diminished triads. Diminished triads are less common than major or minor triads and have a suspenseful sound quality. This is the chord you might hear when the damsel in distress is tied to the railroad tracks by Dastardly Dan as an approaching train hoots in the near distance. A diminished triad consists of a note a minor third above the root and another note, a diminished fifth above the root. You could also think of this triad as stacked minor thirds, minor third from root to the third, and another minor third from the third to the fifth. In a major key, there's only one naturally occurring diminished triad, the one built on the 7th degree of the major scale, and that's the one that you can see in example 5 with the parts labeled. Don't forget to put the little circle next to the lowercase Roman numeral or the letter name of the chord. You can also use the abbreviation DIM, but the circle is quicker. We'll get more into chord symbols in the next chapter. Augmented triads. There aren't any naturally occurring augmented triads in the key of C or in any major key, so we'll have to throw in an accidental to get one. The augmented triad has a vaguely unsettling sound and is usually the kind of chord played just before the knife-wielding psycho jumps out from behind the couch and scares the cooties off your head. An augmented triad consists of a note a major third above the root and another note an augmented fifth above the root, or stacked major thirds. And in example 6, you can see this with the parts labeled. Since there aren't any augmented triads occurring naturally in the key of C, I'll just make a couple up. The chord symbol for an augmented chord is a plus symbol, or the abbreviation AUG. And in example 6, you don't see a Roman numeral, and that's because this is kind of an oddball chord that doesn't appear in the major scale naturally. In the example that you see, if we were to write the Roman numeral underneath this chord, it would be a capital 1, or I, with the augmented symbol next to it, either the plus or the AUG. Moving on. Triads are the most basic chord form, and it's important to know the difference between major, minor, diminished, and augmented triads, so don't go on until you've got it. In the next chapter, we'll add another note on top of the chord, called an extension, but first, the Chapter 29 Study Guide. Number 1. What is the definition of a chord? A chord is three or more notes played at the same time. Number 2. What determines the quality of a chord? The chord quality is derived from the intervals within the chord, which create its sound. Number 3. How are chords named? They're named with a letter and a quality of major, minor, diminished, or augmented, and, sometimes, with a Roman numeral. Number 4. What are the parts of the basic triad? A triad consists of a root, a third, and a fifth. Number 5. Why are they called this? They're called this because the root is the tonic of the chord, or the first note of the chord, the lowest. The third is a third above the root, and the fifth is a fifth above the root. Number 6. How do you tell if a triad is major? There are a couple possibilities. You might see a capital Roman numeral, a capital letter, or the intervals within the triad. You might also see a capital M or MAJ next to the chord symbol. The best way to tell if a triad is major is to hear it as major. Number 7. How do you tell if a triad is minor? Again, you have several options. You might see a lowercase Roman numeral, unlikely. Or you might see a lowercase letter, or the minus sign, or a small m, or min. You could also look at the intervals within the chord, if you're looking at a written chord. Of course, the best way to identify a minor triad is to hear it. Number 8. What are the intervals in a major triad? In a major triad, you have one note, a major third, above the tonic, or the root, and another, a perfect fifth, above the root. Another way of thinking of it is stacked thirds. A major third from the root to the third, and a minor third from the third to the fifth. Number 9. What are the intervals in a minor triad? A minor triad has a note, a minor third, above the tonic, and another note, a perfect fifth above the tonic. If you think of it in stacked thirds, you'll have a minor third from the root to the third, and a major third from the third to the fifth. Number 10. What are the intervals in a diminished triad? In a diminished triad, you'll find a note, a minor third above the tonic, and another, a diminished fifth above the tonic. If you're thinking in stacked thirds, it would be a minor third from the root to the third, and another minor third from the third to the fifth. Number 11. What are the intervals in an augmented triad? An augmented triad has a note, a major third above the tonic, and another note, an augmented fifth above the tonic. Again, if you're thinking in stacked thirds, this is two major thirds stacked on top of each other, a major third from the root to the third, and another major third from the third to the fifth. Number 12. What are the general sound qualities of the different types of triads? And again, this is subjective, somewhat arbitrary, but in general, major is happy, minor is sad, diminished is suspenseful, and augmented is unsettling or floating. Practical use exercises. Number 1. Draw your own staff or use the printable staff on this book's website and write out triads above the notes C, D, E, F, and G. Sing or play these chords in an arpeggio until you can hear each note in the chord easily. An arpeggio is a broken-up chord, so instead of playing the chord simultaneously, you'd play it one at a time, root, third, fifth, or third, fifth, root, or really any grouping of notes. If it's broken up, it's an arpeggio. Anyway, play these notes as a chord on piano or guitar. Identify which chords are major and which chords are minor. Sing and play the minor thirds and the major thirds within these triads. Number 2. Write out 4 triads, all with the D as their tonic. Make the first triad major. Make the second one minor, the third one diminished, and the fourth one augmented. Play them on a piano. Memorize how they sound. Do the same thing starting on another note of your choice. Continue this over time until you've done all 12.